Our scripture reading today is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You are taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Well, happy New Year. Well, last night we had a wonderful watch night service here at Flores, and some of you were there and have heard this sermon last night. So if it did not work last night, here you have it again. So there is a fun saying in my country, and the saying is about the new year, and the saying is, be careful about what you do and what happens with you, because that is what will happen for the rest of the year, or that is what you will do for the rest of the year. For example, if I lose my pen on New Year's Day, I will lose every pen throughout the rest of the year. And today is Sunday, and today is New Year's Day, and I am preaching. Somebody needs not to worry about preaching for the rest of the year. If you are new here and this is your first Sunday, I was looking at our senior pastor who preaches most of the year. So, and you are here on Sunday, and it's New Year. So I wish you all the best with everything that you have planned for your Sunday mornings, other than coming to the church. Shall we pray? Holy and gracious God, I humbly present myself to you. God, on this New Year's Day, God, use me and fill me with the Holy Spirit so I may say the words that you have given me for your people. I ask this in your son's name. Amen. So every year it takes a few days to me get my brain adopt this numeric change. And quite often I put the old year in the date column only to remind myself that the year has changed. So what makes a year a new year? Is it only a matter of going forward in time by one digit? Is it in one way? Yes, this is. This numeric change does make it new, but is it enough to make it new for us? Moving from 2017 to 2016 to 2017 does make a year new in our calendars, and 2016 has passed and become old, and 2017 is ahead, and it is a new year. But if this is that it is all that all it means, the new year is likely to remain new only for a few days for us. And soon it will become old like the year past. The excitement that I had for 2017, for the new year, will fade out only in a few weeks, or maybe sooner. But I am sure that you and I want more for this new year. You have thought about something good that you want to do this year, and that good may be that you want to get rid of a certain habit, and that habit can be your anger, or drinking, or gossip, or envy, or smoking, or procrastination, or minding your own business, or eating healthy. Or maybe you wanted to overcome your habit of being late for the meetings, and the time management is your focus for this year. Or your goal may be for this year, fixing your family budget, or to exercise regularly to achieve your health and fitness goals. Or if your goal is related to your spiritual disciplines, maybe reading the Bible every day and praying every day is something that you want to do this year. Or spending more time with your family and a better marriage life may be your goal for this year. Or perhaps you want to change from being a complaining and critical person to a grateful, appreciative, so that people around you, especially your family members, they can stick around you for a little more time. This list may go on. You can add anything to this list. And one of my New Year resolutions is to exercise regularly. And now you know at least one of my resolutions, and this can be easily noticed when I'm keeping to this resolution or not. Friends, all resolutions, as long as they are realistic, are great, and we feel good about these. And that, here is the good news. Here is the good news. You have the capacity to keep to any of your new resolutions that are realistic and become a person that you want to be. Anything in your list is possible. Do not be discouraged even if you have failed in 2016. 2016 has gone. It has become old. What could not happen in 2016 is still possible in 2017. The question is, are you willing? Are you willing to leave at least some of your old being behind to put on something new you have chosen? If you are willing, this new year can be truly a new year for you personally. So how can we leave our old self behind to be a new being? How is it possible to put off our old clothes and put on new ones? How 2017 can be different and new from 2016? And we can learn this from Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul's letter to Ephesians is one of the best resources in the Bible for all who are already on a journey of transformation and aim to go deeper, and for those who want to leave their old being to become anew. If we desire to change our way of living and live our lives according to the teaching of Jesus Christ, you want to read this letter. And Paul is writing to the Christians who live in Ephesus, the most important city in Western Asia Minor, today's modern Turkey. And these Christians are converts from pagan religion and belong to the church that Paul has founded through his missionary work. And in this passage, Paul draws a contrast between two ways of living. A former way of living that you have left behind, and a life you are living now or you want to live. This contrast will help us understand why to become new and how. Verse 20 says, "That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ." That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ. You may wonder what way of life Paul is referring to here. What way of life these Christians had before they heard about Christ? And verse 17 to 19 of this chapter, chapter 4, these verses tell us about their former way of living that they had lived. So I tell you this, and I insist you on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. This was their former way of living. Do you see your own old being in these verses that you want to leave in 2016 and want to put off in this, you want to put off behind? Can you think about a time in last year when you regretted about something you did and questioned yourself, what was I thinking when I did that? I can remember many. There are a lot of things what I did, and when after that, when I thought about those, I thought what I was thinking when I did that. Can you remember some of that? Maybe this futility or uselessness of thinking is that you want to put off. And this was their life before conversion to Christianity. This was their life before they knew Christ. This was their life before they were taught about Christ. And they now have knowledge of Him. They know the radical difference between the life they had lived without God and the live in Christ, and the life in Christ they live now. Without God, their thinking was corrupt and useless. Their understanding was darkened. They had no sense of right and wrong. They were separated from the life of God. They were living contrary to the desire and will of God. Friends, people who don't have God's direction in their life are led by their deceitful desires, their selfish desires. And this is because of their ignorance of the knowledge of God. And what caused this ignorance? What caused this ignorance? The hardening of their hearts. If you read Scripture, you will find in many places in the Scripture about hardening of the hearts. Many times God hardened the hearts of the people, and somewhere we read that people hardened their own hearts. So this ignorance, whether God hardened the heart of the people or we make our hearts harden, this is because of. This is the reason of the ignorance. Paul tells us that the more control you exercise in your life, the more you will harden your heart to God. And eventually we will refuse to trust, to respond to God's activity in the world and our lives. We will become more like the world. They were impure. They were full of greed. And here is why making of the times is good. Why marking of the time is good. We learn what was former. We learn what has gone. We learn what we have left behind and what is now and what is coming ahead. This is why the marking of times is important. This is why it is significant in our lives when we change the calendar. We can see that change and we can think about making changes in our lives. Friends, January 1st, today is January 1st. And it is a good day to ask. January 1st, you are beginning your new year. It is a good day to ask yourself, what is my old being that I want to put off? Is it bitterness? It is rage? Is it anger or addiction or sexual immorality or lust? Or infidelity, or malice, gossip, pornography? It may be anything. Here is something important. You cannot put on new until admit to the old that needs to be put off. My assumption is, and most of the time my assumption corresponds to the truth. My assumption is that many of us have tried to put off our old being to put on a new. And based on our different experiences, I can divide all of us into at least four categories. And the first is unworthy. This means that there are people in this category who do not see themselves worthy of God's grace and mercy. You think you do not deserve God's mercy and grace. You have gone too far that return is impossible. I think Paul felt the same when he said in his letter to Romans, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?" But he's also confident. On one hand, he is conscious, he acknowledges his sinfulness. He acknowledges how sinful he is. But on the other hand, he is confident about his deliverance. That's why he says next, "Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Second category, those who tried and failed. This category includes those of us who tried to become new, but did not try hard enough. And you can tell for yourself. You tried, yes, you wanted to become a new, you tried, but you know that you didn't work hard on that. And you failed. You tried, but only for a few days. And when you failed, you gave up and you went back to your old self. Third category. It is of those who tried, succeeded, but eroded. You tried and put on a new being by putting off the old, but soon you went back to your old being, and now you are stuck there. I don't know what group you find yourself in, but one thing I know for sure: God loves you and wants to deliver you from the pit, no matter how deep that may be. No matter how deep you find yourself or how deep you think you are, God has the power and God wants to deliver you from all your sinfulness. No matter how deep that pit may be. All you got to do is to stretch your hand towards Him and surrender. Fourth category is transforming. This group is of those people who are transforming, who tried, who succeeded, and who are on the path of transformation now. You have put on a new being by putting off the old. Your struggles with keeping the new being is not different from the others. You had the same struggles. You wanted to go back. You wanted to leave your new being that you put on, and you wanted to go back to your old self. But you learned how to live like a new person. You learned how to fight with the tendency of returning to the old being. You have gone deeper in your commitment and journey, and your success in transformation is connecting to community and ongoing attention. This is the reason of your success, that you are on this path of transformation. You have joined a Bible study or a recovery group to stay close to those who are already on this journey. And being with other sinners who are seeking healing is helping these people who are in this group. I find myself in this group. My experience is that the desire of going back to my old being, which was stronger when I started this journey, is diminishing. It is diminishing, and the desire of living as a new being is growing and getting stronger and stronger. It's not that I have become a perfect person. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is I had the same desire to go back what I had left behind, and I wanted to go back. I had the same tendency, which is diminishing, and my tendency, my desire to of living as a new being is growing and getting stronger and stronger. And this is because of the community I am in, where I can see others who are on this path and how they are growing, how they are becoming transformed more and more every day. Paul says, we can be made new. Please note, you cannot make yourself new. This is important. You cannot make yourself new. We fail because sometimes we want to do it by our own efforts. We must cooperate with God's grace, God's saving grace. God wants to deliver you through Jesus Christ. And this can happen right now if you let Him. He is inviting you to put off your old being and put on a new. You can be a new person today in Jesus Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit. How often you have failed does not matter. The good news is that putting off and putting on is a continuous process. It is not just a one-time deal. It is a process. In his book, The Great Divorce, C.S. Lewis describes a young man who is tormented by a red lizard that sits on his shoulder and mocks him. For Lewis, the lizard represents the indwelling sins all of us struggle with. And an angel comes and promises to get rid of the red lizard. And the man, for a moment, takes great joy in that. He is thrilled. He is thrilled that his red lizard can be taken away from him. He is so happy because of that, because he thinks that the red lizard can be taken away from him now. And then he realizes the way the angel will get rid of it. As the angel begins to glow with a fiery heat, he will kill the lizard. Beginning to recognize the implications, the young man says, maybe you don't have to kill it, or maybe you don't have to get rid of it entirely. Can't we just do this another time? Think about the desires, about the sinfulness, about the old habits that we want to get rid of, but we think, okay, I can do it today. Maybe tomorrow I can leave this. Maybe I can do this less. Maybe I don't have to stop this habit entirely. We want this lizard to go, but we don't want to go it. On its own, on the angel terms. We want to do it on our own terms. Can't we just do this another time? And the angel says, in this moment are all moments. Either you want the red lizard to live or you do not. Friends, surrender is painful. It's not easy. But if transformation is what you desire for yourself, you want to bear that heat. The lizard, recognizing the hesitation of that young man, lizard is smart. Your lizard is smart. And when that lizard recognizes the hesitation of the young man, that lizard begins to mock and plead at the same time. And this is what it says. This is what it says. Be careful. He can do what he says. He can kill me. Then you will be without me forever and ever. I have become a part of who you are. How could you live without me? I admit that I have gone too far in the past, but I promise that I won't do it again. This is what my habit says to me all the time when I want to leave. I want to get rid of this. How can you live without me? I have become the part of who you are. How can you live without me? Maybe I will not go that far now. I promise that I won't do it again. Do you hear this about your habits? Do you hear this about the sinful that you want to get rid of? I hear this all the time. For C.S. Lewis, these words typify for all of us the way in which we compromise and allow our indwelling sins in our lives. The red lizard in this story represents our habits and sins that have enslaved us. What lizard is resting on your shoulders that you want to let go with the year past, with 2016? What red lizard is between your old being and your new being? Do not hear what your lizard is saying to you today. Do not hear if it says that you cannot live without. It may say that it will not take you too far again, but don't hear it. Don't hear your lizard. Let the angel kill this right now. In this moment are all moments. Either you want the red lizard to live or you do not. Apostle Paul's emphasis in this text is on transformation, being new, changing our way of living, putting off the old being and put on the new. And this is possible by all means. Here is what Paul says. You and I and others who trust in Christ can do it. And Paul gives us a list of characteristics of our new being. When we change to become new, when we will be transformed as a new being. Those who put off the old and put on new will manifest these in their lives. They speak truthfully. In anger, they do not sin. They do not let the sun go down while they are angry. They do not steal, but work with their hands. They speak with what heals others. No foolish talks. They forgive each other as Christ forgave them. And they show kindness and compassion. They love their neighbors. No sexual immorality. And they're content on what they have. And you can add any of your resolution to this list, which is consistent to Christianity. How it is possible? The text has the answer for us. Verse 24, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. The text emphasizes both God's activity and human responsibility. We put on what He has created. Salvation is totally the work of God and in which we are totally involved. We are fully involved. God's grace and mercy are available. We got to choose to respond. Whether you accept it or reject it is absolutely your choice. I am going to challenge you with something for next year. I have challenged myself as well, and I'm taking this challenge to not to let the sun go down while I am angry with someone. And I know it's a tough challenge. What's yours? What's your challenge for 2017? Let us take some time for reflection at this point. I invite you to bow down your heads, close your eyes, and we will spend some time in silence and prayer. And I invite you to allow the Holy Spirit move within you. Let God show each of us that old that needs to go. In silence, name it for you. Name it for yourself. Name your red lizard that you want to leave behind. Let's spend a few seconds in silence and lift up your old self to God that you want to leave with the year past. And bring it to God. Let us pray. Father, we surrender ourselves to you at the beginning of this new year. We have confessed the old before you and acknowledged our need of your presence and your guidance as we face this future. Help us now to humbly put our hands in your hand and to trust you and to seek your will for our lives during this coming year. Teach us, O Lord, to follow your decrees so we may remain new. Sanctify us through your Holy Spirit. Amen.